Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to episode number 51 of the Theology of Eternal Damnation in Hell. A very sobering subject. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is about the negative side of eternal life. When it comes to what happens after death, people love to talk about heaven and the wonderful benefits of eternity with God. However, there is less talk about the negative side of eternal life, eternal damnation. Because the truth of the matter, as the old saints used to say, everybody who's talking about heaven and singing about heaven ain't going. So we need to face reality. And this podcast will explore what the Holy Bible says about hell and the eternal damnation of those who die without Jesus Christ as their Savior. Dr. William Secker said, "Sin's firstborn is death, and its lastborn is hell." Dear friends, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, "Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." That's not from the Old Testament, that's from the New Testament, by the way. Dear friends, allow me to share with you some important points on this passage from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The destruction to befall both groups is stated in this verse. "They will be punished" is literally "they will pay a penalty for their rejection of God's grace. They will experience endless or everlasting torment and ruin." This is the most express statement in St. Paul's epistles of the eternity of future punishment and eternal damnation. The punishment of the wicked will be neither temporary nor will it be annihilation, but it will continue throughout eternity. And those being punished will be conscious. It is eternal death as opposed to eternal life. The nature of the destruction follows in the next phrase. Separation from the Lord's presence is the essence of eternal punishment. On the other hand, being in the Lord's presence will make heaven heaven. A Christian's hope is to see and be with the Lord. The judgment of unbelievers is to be eternally inaccessible to his presence. The majesty of his power is the visible splendor of the Lord's presence. The Lord's power will be manifest in a majestic display. Unbelievers will be forever shut out from the Lord's presence and his power. So our special topic for today is the destiny of the wicked, part 10, from Eternal Punishment by Dr. A.W. Pink. He continues to share the finality of their state. "The doom of those who shall be cast into the lake of fire is irrevocable," and final. There's no purgatory. There's no in-between. There's no limbo. And I'm adding that part. Many independent considerations prove this. Forgiveness of sins is limited to life on this earth. Once the sinner passes out of this world, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. According to Hebrews 10:26, the fact that at death the soul of the wicked goes at once into the furnace of fire witnesses to the fixity of his future state. The fact that later his resurrection is one of damnation excludes all possibility of a last hour reprieve. The fact that he is cast soul and body into a lake of fire argues that then he receives his final portion. The fact that the lake of fire is denominated the second death in Revelation 21:8 denotes the hopelessness of his situation. Just as the first death cuts him off forever from this world, so the second death cuts him off forever from God. In Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul speaks of the enemies of the cross of Christ, and moved by the Holy Spirit, he tells us that their end is destruction. Stronger and more unequivocal language could not be used. There is nothing beyond the end, and the end of the enemies of the cross of Christ is destruction, not salvation. The Greek word here, translated end, is telos. It is found in the following passages. Luke 1:33 says, of his kingdom there shall be no end. Romans 10:4 says, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Hebrews 7:3 says, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Revelation 22:13 says, I am the beginning and the end, the first and the last. As we have already seen, the 20th chapter of Revelation describes the final judgment of the wicked before the great white throne, after which they are cast into the lake of fire. The chapters which follow, the last two in the Bible, may be read carefully and searched diligently, but they will not be found to contain so much as a single hint that those cast into the lake of fire shall ever be delivered from it. Instead, we find in the very last chapter of God's Word the solemn statement in Revelation 22:11, says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. Thus the finality of their condition is expressly affirmed on the closing page of Holy Writ. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of every lost soul under the sound of this podcast, to come to know your Savior, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to repent of their sins, and to follow you throughout their lives. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name, we do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to that awful place called hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. That's right. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, I know this is bad news, but I'm here to tell you, if you live in sin and you never trust Christ as Savior, you're going to spend eternity in hell. I know that that is not popular, but it is true. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, the black and the white, the red and the yellow, the young and the old, the rich and the poor. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.